the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If it's Tuesday, it's Donald Trump's last full day in office. Woo! His final Gallup job approval rating is 34%, the lowest of his term, and it makes him the only president in Gallup's history to have never crossed the 50% line. Tomorrow, Wednesday, he retreats to Florida. The Senate prepares an impeachment trial, and Joseph R. Biden will be inaugurated as the 46th president of the United States. On his first day in office, President Biden plans to propose sweeping immigration reform, including an 8-year path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. He also plans to do away with several Trump policies on the environment. Biden reportedly will cancel the permit for the controversial Keystone XL pipeline as soon as he takes office, and has plans to reverse other policies Trump used to counter Obama environmental initiatives. Biden also plans to rejoin the 2015 Paris Climate Change Agreement, probably on his first day in office. And aides say he also plans to approve green energy projects and restore national monument protections that Trump cut. I think I can see Mother Earth smiling. For his final act, Donald Trump is expected to issue around 100 pardons and commutations during his last full day in office. The list of clemency actions reportedly includes white-collar criminals and high-profile rappers. The latest reports say that Trump will not pardon himself or members of his immediate family, though, as we know from the last 4 years, that could change. Congress is making preparations. In the Senate, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer and Republican leader Mitch McConnell are negotiating a plan for how the evenly split Senate will be run. Though Democrats technically hold a majority because the vice president, in this case Kamala Harris, would serve as the tiebreaker, Democrats will get to make the schedule, but each party will probably hold an even number of committee seats. Chuck Schumer, on Tuesday, is expected to designate a sweeping package of campaign reforms as the honorary first bill of Congress, S-1, the For the People Act, written by Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon, is introduced. It's expected to include provisions making it easier to vote nationwide, including automatic voter registration or same-day voter registration, limiting dark money in politics, including with new disclosure requirements for outside funding, nonpartisan redistricting, public financing of campaigns, and increased lobbying disclosures. I hope it's not just honorary. The Senate will also begin confirmation hearings for Janet Yellen for Secretary of Treasury, Avril Haines for Director of National Intelligence, Alejandro Mayorkas for Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Anthony Blinken for Secretary of State, and Lloyd Austin for Secretary of Defense. The House returns for a brief pro forma session on Tuesday. Voting will resume on Thursday, the day after the inauguration. In the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi still hasn't announced when she'll transmit the article of impeachment to the Senate. When she does, that triggers the second Trump impeachment trial. Latest reports say that she'll likely hold back until at least the end of the week, and that proceedings won't begin until next week. But first things first, we have an inauguration planned for Wednesday. The FBI on Monday alerting law enforcement agencies to intelligence reports warning that far-right extremists have talked about going to D.C. for the inauguration and posing as National Guard members. The Washington Post obtained a copy of the document which said lone wolves and QAnon followers, including some who participated in the January 6th siege on the Capitol, have indicated they intend to go to Washington for the inauguration. The report also said people have been observed downloading and distributing maps of sensitive locations in D.C. The report did note that, quote, numerous extremist groups and militias have publicly stated they don't want to see any violence targeting the transition of power. Might be too late for that. Bringing back a tradition that's been missing from the White House for the last 4 years, President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris took a break from inauguration preparations to participate in service programs marking Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. The Bidens participated in an assembly line filling boxes of fresh fruit and non-perishables with a group that distributes food to people in need called Phil Abundance. Kamala Harris and Doug Emhoff volunteered at a food bank. And a bit more history is being made. Joe Biden has announced Rachel Levine will become Assistant Health Secretary. She will become the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Levine currently serves as Secretary of Health in Pennsylvania and has been leading the state's public health response to the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement, Biden said, quote, "She is a historic and deeply qualified choice to help lead our administration's health efforts." And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.